I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for WCGO listeners. Go to wcgo.mydailyomega.com. wcgo.mydailyomega.com.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text Adventures to 75309 right now. Adventures to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. Adventures to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com. Jones and Mike, real radio for real Chicago men, who are just man enough to admit they're still trying to figure some things out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from Naperville. His motorcycle, martial arts, and marathoning is pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to countless activities for the next decade. Sound familiar? It's, you know, shit dudes say. About family, women, philosophy, politics, history, people, money, pop culture, kids, fighting, business, life. Join the conversation. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike 24/7 worldwide at jonesandmike.com. This week, Jones protests Ferguson, Mike defends Cosby, and Jones has low T. This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210, 312-957-7210, hashtag Jones and Mike. We want to see you on social media. We want to know what you're saying. So use hashtag Jones and Mike so we can see it as well. Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. Coming to you from the Chicagoland Multimedia Studios, the leaders, frankly, in audio, video, web, email, and mobile marketing. Visit ChicagolandMultimedia.com or text CONTENT to 75309 now for your free consultation. Jones, I do believe that we're finally settling down here in America. Do you feel that way too?
I do. I feel like the fires have cooled. The embers are still smoldering. But I do think we are getting past the strife that has been ongoing in this country from Ferguson and parts known and unknown.
It was a scary time there. The media had us feeling like we were all about to die.
It was pretty intense, and that's part of the reason. Like the night that the verdict went down, first of all, I don't know why they decided to do this at night. Well, I scratch that. I do think I know why they decided to do this at night, at 8:30 at night. I do think this is part of a larger media picture of, you know, they want these riots. They want this distress.
They need these riots.
They do. So obviously when the verdict came down, 8:30 at night, to me, not a great idea, you know, of a time to read that verdict, but it's like everything broke. And, you know, it started off kind of quiet in Ferguson, but immediately all the Chicago news outlets were following these protesters that started off down on, like, I think it was like Roosevelt and Columbus Drive. And then they started marching through the city, and then they were going to the Thompson Center. And it was, you know, it was kind of like almost like out of the late 60s or something, when you saw like the Weather Underground, like taking over the city, and Daley sending his jackboot buddies out there to kind of take care of business. And as it was going on, I was like, well, this is kind of, I don't know, could this be revolutionary? Like, what's going on?
This is
here?
An important part of our country and our city's history. Naturally, I want to run toward that, you thought.
Yes. So I went down and I got my rock hopper out of storage, and I pedaled. It's like Thompson Center. I live like a mile away. So I pedaled down to the Thompson Center. And as I'm riding down there, I mean, it was cold. It was a cold night. But as I'm like pedaling down there, I'm like looking around, and I can hear there's a helicopter overhead. I didn't know whether it was a police helicopter or a media helicopter, but there was like police sirens everywhere. I already thought we were at a point where windows were getting kicked in. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I want to see this. I want to know what's going on. But me and the rock hopper are hightailing it out if it gets too intense.
Yeah.
So I'm pedaling towards all the sirens. But it was so odd, like as I'm going through River North, like there's still just tourists walking around, just kind of looking at shops, looking at restaurants.
Going into the adult bookstore, oddly, on Hubbard and...
Right, yeah.
Dearborn or whatever.
So I don't even know how well they're doing anymore. I think Frenchie's has cut into their business, but that's a whole other conversation. So anyway, I'm pedaling down there. And it was really kind of quiet all of a sudden as I'm going over the Clark Street Bridge, approaching the Thompson Center where they're going, like, and quiet in the sense, like a very hollow, like no one was around. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, as I get to the Thompson Center, like I see all these state police cars lined up, and like all the cops are going in there, pulling out their helmets and shields and their batons. And I'm like, oh man, this is real. This is really happening.
Yeah.
But still, I pedal down, nothing at the Thompson Center. Pedal down past City Hall, and I'm like, but cops everywhere. And I mean, they are riding, like when you see like the president takes off.
Yeah.
And like, they just instantly go from like 0 to 90. That's the way these guys are driving.
They're
around.
Super Bowl, so, man. They were gearing up for this for months. I think that's why they delayed the grand jury. And I don't know that the government has the power to do that, but it feels like they delayed it so that they can make sure everybody had their assets in place, assets being cops.
That could be. I mean, I guess that may be a reason for delaying it, but regardless, they This was like their NATO summit, but for real.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are flying around, pulling out the jackets and the batons and the blast shields and all that stuff. I go past City Hall, still don't see anything. Then they start barricading things off, and I kind of slip through the barricades, and I'm walking around. At that point, I hop off the bike and walk with the bike.
Uh-huh.
I felt it made me look a little less rebellious. I just kind of looked like maybe a lost tourist. I was just going to play like if they questioned me, like, I was just pedaling over back to my place, and I came from Union Station. Like, that was kind of my angle, if it got weird. Went down by CBOE, nothing going on. As I'm coming back up Clark Street, that's when all of a sudden, like, you saw everybody was really out in force, like law enforcement. Like, they were lined up outside the Chris Kindle Market, like people are going to invade.
Protect
that.
The Chris Kindle Market at all costs.
Right, right.
What will suburban people do without the Chris Kindle Market?
So I walk up there, and now the protesters are there. But it's not a strong crowd at all. It was at least 1-to-1 cop per protester ratio.
Okay, hold that thought. I want to know the rest of the story, and specifically I want to know about the diverse crowd that you experienced. It's Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210, worldwide anytime at jonesandmike.com.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text ADVENTURES to 75309 right now. ADVENTURES to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. ADVENTURES to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say,
omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for WCGO listeners. Go to WCGO.MyDailyOmega.com. WCGO.MyDailyOmega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
Jones and Mike, jonesandmike.com, 312-957-7210. Call us, let us know what's on your mind. Pursuant to Jones witnessing history, taking part for some reason in running toward the Chicago reaction to the Ferguson, you know, it's not really a verdict, right? They didn't have a verdict on this police officer. They just decided not to charge him.
And see, that's the thing. I think a lot of people have confused that. I think that they thought, I bet you a large percentage of people thought that what they were going to hear at 8:30 was he's guilty and going to jail. I bet that. I would put dollars to donuts.
The winds of justice are swift in the United States.
Yes. I guarantee you that people didn't think of, you know, trials, indictment. They didn't do any of that kind of math at all. I bet you.
Well, and I think the media didn't really help that along. They didn't educate people that, you know, the grand jury, what is a grand jury? How often do they meet? What evidence do they hear and see?
Right.
And not many people are up on that. But, you know, really, what does it matter? From the people in Ferguson's perspective and their whole rallying cry, their hashtag was Black Lives Matter. So they had grievances that go far beyond this particular case. Although there were aspects of this case that I think were pretty interesting, such as apparently like a meat wagon didn't show up to pick this kid up. They like threw him in the back of an SUV. And the people in the town saw that as a disrespect that they say has been going on for generations between the popo and them.
Right. And the fact that Michael Brown was laying out there for like 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever it was.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
No. So from that aspect of it, you know, I understand. Like, I understand the upset of it. But I don't know. I mean, overall, I don't see this thing. If it was a case, I don't see this reaction nationwide if Officer Wilson was a black cop. I don't see this even being a news story that anybody would run with.
What possessed you to run toward what potentially could have been a cauldron of violence?
Because here's the thing. Number one, I didn't expect that it would be. I kind of had a strong inkling that it was going to be a group of people that just wanted to be a part of something for the night or for the next week or for the next month, and to kind of say that they were a part of it, that they did something about it. But I mean, what is there to really fundamentally change by doing these protests or going down to the Water Tower Place? But people just wanted to be a part of it. So I didn't really think I was running into this melee, but at the same time, I wanted to see what was really happening. Was it really this power to the people moment? Were there 50 protesters and 100 cops? Were there 100 cops and 5,000 protesters of every, you know, race, age.
Yeah, what were the people like?
You know, it was really just kind of your Lollapalooza crowd, your modern day Lollapalooza crowd, younger, mixed race. It seemed to me to be, if there was a stronger percentage of anybody, it seemed to be a stronger percentage of white, but it was a mixed collection of people, but everybody's in winter hats and coats. And so
was it organized at all? Like you could feel like there was a leadership with bullhorns or something.
There was an attempt at that. Overall, the leadership of it, the organization of it was provided by the cops. They stayed on the outside and let the protesters go in a circle and kind of go where they wanted to go within the parameters that the police officer allowed them. Like going in, they weren't going to let the protesters go into River North and head up under the north side of the city. They had shut down the LaSalle Street Bridge. They had shut down the Clark Street Bridge. They weren't going to let people cross over the Chicago River. So they just kind of kept them pinned in to the Thompson Center area. So I just biked on in there, and there was just kind of I think they were chanting Black Lives Matter, but it was just kind of weak. It wasn't really strong.
They need to practice that. I think you get in small groups and you practice your chanting. What is a protest without a good chant?
Yeah. And it was only three words. So you thought it would have been, you know, a little bit more on point.
People, can we not say this in unison?
Right. Right.
Can we at least have unity when it comes to the Black Lives Matter chant?
Right. So whatever. I mean, and I'm not trying to say it just to de-pants them like they were useless, but it was just a younger crowd banging on some buckets, some chants. Nothing. And then, you know, every once in a while there'd be someone like walking up to the line.
There
of
were
policemen.
Buskers? That's awesome.
Well, yeah, protest buskers. They weren't really playing a recognizable tune, but, you know, and then every once in a while you'd see protester like walk up to the cop and like do the hands up, like don't shoot me, like mocking thing.
Oh, wait a second. So that you just reminded me of something. So now the new meme online is pictures of cops hugging black people.
Really?
Have you seen this?
I have not.
It's like daily now. There's a new picture of some like, you know, 60-year-old like police sergeant named O'Hanrahan, you know, hugging some black child or something. So I don't know who's putting that out, if that's the police unions or something. It's brilliant, though.
I have not seen that. But I have to say, like, overall, like, the cops just kind of let it go. The protesters. And again, the stakes are a little different. It being Chicago and Ferguson, the feeling's different.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling's a little bit more artificial in Chicago. But, you know, the cops really just kind of let them do their thing, stay off to the side. But after a while, I was just like, oh, this is just kind of boring. I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, man. If you guys aren't going to, like, loot a store, I'm out of here.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing to see at that point. So I start to walk out, but as I'm heading north back up Clark Street, the cops have, they're like on their little mountain bike barricade thing, and they're not letting people go through. And I walk up to this one cop. I go, oh, in order to get out of here, do I have to go all the way back down and go around? And he kind of barks at me like, no, no, you can't go through here, all the way down and around. And I was like, all right, you know. So then I go, and then this other cop, like 15 feet away, just, again, they weren't being a hostile presence, but he's like pointing like, keep going, you know, like one of those things. And it was kind of funny. This doesn't really say anything, but at the same point, it did stand out to me. Like, so those are two white cops. So as I'm walking about another 10 feet, there's this big black cop, and he sees me walking with the bike, and he stops. He's like, do you want to get out of here? I'm like, yeah, I'm looking to get out of here. And he pulls his bike back and just goes, go through this. And he goes, go through this way. And as I walk by, he goes, we want you to leave. And then he just kind of smiled. I'm like, I bet you do. Have a good night, officer. And then I just took off and then went up Clark Street. You could go up the sidewalk, but you couldn't go up the main street because the cops had shut it off.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, then that was essentially it. Like, oh, now for the rest of the night, like I could hear the sirens going off. I could hear the helicopters overhead, but it kind of, by the time I got home and put the news back on, it kind of wound down probably about 20 minutes after I left. So it wasn't that crazy, but I did want to go see it just in case it was this Weather Underground moment.
Why? Who goes, oh, you know what? I think there might be a riot over there. I'm going. I'm leaving my nice Gold Coast, you know, condo, and I'm going toward what could potentially be violence.
Yeah, but you know what, though? This story has intrigued me and has grabbed me in a way that I want to find out, like, the real story about any aspect of it. Like, okay, so for example, you know, this national story breaks and the cop, you know, Wilson, this Officer Wilson's not going to be indicted. Now, have you seen in any of the national news media, have you seen that the stepfather and the mother are facing felonious assault and robbery charges? At no point in the buildup to this is that any part of the story that the media is presenting. But that's not unrelated. It does tell you, like, what kind of environment this Michael Brown kid grew up in. This kid who we saw on video performing a strong arm robbery, you know, and I do think these things are relevant. So I was like, I do want to see this. I want to see if this is violence from Ferguson that spills over into my city. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Or will there be an instance of, I was there, I saw one kid get shoved to the ground by a cop and get cuffed and dragged off.
And I approved.
Well, no. I'm not saying that. But then a bigger deal is made of it.
Yeah.
Or do I go down there and go, man, there was like 5,000 to 10,000 people there. Like, there really is something going on here. That's why I was curious.
And that's admirable. You try to get separate the wheat from the chaff and figure out, okay, wait a second now. So Fox News is clearly on the cop side. MSNBC is clearly on the Brown family side. Is the media doing this because they feel like it's a ratings driver, or, and that's why they're on partisan, you know, kind of lines, or are they doing this as part of some larger nefarious kind of plot to divide us? That's my question always with stuff like this.
And I am on that same path. I do believe that exists, and I was curious to see it for myself.
I love that about you. All right, it's Jones and Mike. Hashtag Jones and Mike, so we can see you on social media and find out your thoughts as well. You know, the other big story that is still ruminating is Bill Cosby. I want to know what you have to say about that, Jones. In 1 second.
Heart.
Yeah, I know. Sad, isn't it? Jones and Mike.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text ADVENTURES to 75309 right now. ADVENTURES to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. ADVENTURES to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit chicagopodshow.com or call 312-725-8017. chicagopodshow.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for WCGO listeners. Go to WCGO.MyDailyOmega.com. WCGO.MyDailyOmega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It is Jones and Mike, jonesandmike.com, 312-957-7210, or hashtag us, and we can see you on social media, Jones and Mike. You could even use a little ampersand instead of the and, if you know what an ampersand is. Jones, do you know what an ampersand is?
I do know what an ampersand is. That's the little tic-tac-toe thing?
Is that what that is?
I thought that's the ampersand.
So a hashtag's a pound sign. The ampersand is this, like, thing. I don't even know how to... It's like an E. It's like an E where something went horribly awry.
Okay, then I guess I don't know what it is.
It was the name of the ISU student newspaper. So that's why I, long ago, knew what an ampersand was.
The ampersand.
That's right.
A horrible name for a paper.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So you witness history. You wanted to see for yourself if the media was telling you the truth as it pertained to the Chicago, response to the Ferguson situation, the sitch that night.
Yes.
And that was bold. I think on some level, kind of reckless. But
somewhat
bold.
Stupid, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm not going to deny that, but I don't have anything. I don't have anything to risk. I don't have a wife and kids at home. I don't have a dog. I mean, I have a sister, but you know, typically that's not the thing that you, when you do kind of a analysis of risk reward, you don't think, oh, will my sister think?
Oh, so you think you're more reckless than like I would be? So I take into account, well, I do got a wife and four kids.
Oh yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Do you do more reckless things potentially?
I guess. Wow. I guess. I mean, well, look at, I mean, we've had conversations where I've bungee jumped. You have not.
Well, yeah,
I'm considering TRT. You will not.
Yeah,
I've gone to protests, violent protests. You have not.
Yeah, I want to know more about that TRT thing in a second. So the other third rail, you know, issue of late has been this Bill Cosby thing, which, you know, I call it third rail because if you, depending on the company you're in with the Ferguson thing, you know, if you defend the cop or if defend the, you know, hey, justice prevailed, you're labeled as a racist. And yeah. if you defend the Brown family, then, you know, in certain company, you're labeled as an apologist for thuggery or something. So, you know, it's easier maybe sometimes to not even talk about this stuff. But the Bill Cosby thing, you know, it's been like either silent or people being super, you know, fired up about it. And I've been kind of vocal where I'm like, well, wait. Just because the media tells you something doesn't mean it's necessarily true. Let's find out. And honestly, just because of some people come forward with a story, let's find out more before we rush to judgment. And I always bring up when this discussion comes up, Tawana Browley. I hope I'm saying her name right. The Al Sharpton, you know, a woman that he foisted in the 80s out there as claiming rape. And then she had to later on recant her story or it was found to be not true or whatnot. So that's a perfect example of, yeah, sometimes what the media says is not necessarily true. The Duke case.
Yes.
The Duke lacrosse team supposedly gang raping some poor woman. And then the poor woman turns out to be some kind of scam artist and was totally lying. Richard Jewell. Boy, if this guy wasn't dead to rights, and it feels to me like his life was taken. Like he was accused of the Atlanta, you know, Olympic bombing, and he was under scrutiny for years until he finally was exonerated. Although I don't really, if I recall correctly, it wasn't like a, you know, the government came out with this grand proclamation. It just kind of went away.
Yeah.
And he, I think he died, you know, within the last couple of years. And I think he died a broken man because of that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think he did die a couple of years ago. But now here's the difference. At those situations that you described, by and large, they are one-off instances where there's one accuser or there's one incident. And I go on the record, I love Cosby. And I think we've talked about, I don't think you've ever really been a big Cosby guy as an entertainer. And I have, like, I love the show. I loved his comedy bits. I went to see him when he was touring a couple of years ago. Evan and I went to check him out. He's down at Governor State University. I'm like, we've got to go see this guy. He's like a 20th century Mark Twain. Like, he's an American iconoclast. We've got to see this man. So I love the guy,
yeah.
But it's getting harder and harder and harder to rally behind this guy when you're talking about 19 accusers. And now 17 of the 19 accusers are making these accusations 20 years after these incidents have taken place. Two have not. Two of them immediately reported these incidents after they had, or very shortly, within 72 hours of when they had taken place. You know, and then you know that, you know, he had wandered away from the farm a couple times and perhaps fathered a child with another woman. And, you know, he has dealt with these things. You know, this has kind of always been nipping at his heels. But now all of a sudden you have all these accusers coming forward along with people who are confessing to being a part of the process. Or now you're having some of these people from the National Enquirer saying, yeah, we cut deals with Cosby. We killed a story about an accuser because he was going to give us an exclusive. He agreed to give us an exclusive of a current charge that he was facing. So we would kill an upcoming story about another accuser whose details were very similar to charges he had placed in the past. You know, and he's confessed to these things under oath, you know, and now it's kind of like, oh my God, dude, it always, when someone settles out of court on any kind of sexual crime, child molestation, rape, what have you, I'm just always like, those are the ones you can't back down on. Those are the ones you can't back down on.
And I've always said, well, sometimes you get bad advice from your lawyers, and I don't think he's done himself any favors by staying so oddly quiet. During this, seeing him on that one camera interview where he is sitting there squirming in his chair asking for the interviewer's boss to get brought on the phone, and he did get ambushed. On the other hand, it's like, geez, say something, brother. But all be that as it may, I think that I have felt like I think he was a cad. I think he was a cad. And when Nikki Sixx is a cad, it's, well, that's rock and roll.
Right.
And when Bill Cosby does, it's a mind. It screws your mind. And you know, yeah, dudes in the 70s and 80s were using Quaaludes and all sorts of nonsense. I still don't see any evidence of rape. But when there's some that emerges, of course he should be taken to task. I'm not sitting there being an apologist for, but that's the thing. You can't even like defend him in any way, or else you're labeled some like, well, you support rapists. And it's like, no, I think that our nation has a long and rich history of the media and the government not telling us the truth.
Right. And I understand that. And you're right. I agree with you. To date, other than what we're hearing stories from other people, that's our only evidence that would detail a rape. There's no evidence that it's you know.
I wish there were. Because some of these people who, and then I continued to see him for 6 more months. It's like, could you imagine being in the same room with somebody who drugged and raped you? Again, I don't know what it's like. I don't want to sit here and call anybody's experiences into question. On the other hand, I wish there were some evidence, man. I really do. And I can't believe why now. That's all I'm saying is, why is all of this coming to a head now? The last thing he was known for in the media a few years ago was taking, you know, black folks to task for not doing the right things and not staying with their families and wearing their pants around their ankles and all this stuff. And it just feels like this might be some sort of retribution for that whole campaign that he did on Letterman and all those shows, you know, 3 to 5 years ago.
Right. Explaining the timing of it, I can't really. Now, obviously, I think all the vitriol behind this, you know, inspiring this backlash, I do think falls on him because, you know, people are responding to his whole pull your pants up mantra that he had been decrying for years. Right. I don't know why all these charges are coming forward, but now it's just still like when you see he settles out of court and as he's going through the process, he's under while under oath admitting, yeah, I cut a deal with the National Enquirer to discuss this case that I'm currently facing so they wouldn't bring up another accuser. And when they challenged him, they said, was it because the details of that case matched the case that you had just fought? And he was like, yes, that's exactly why. It's like, ooh, you know, like that is kind of lending credence now to these two separate stories to a degree that he feels concerned enough, like, oh, wow, this other girl has it. Because he obviously wasn't that worried, you know, that he was facing these charges.
Yeah. Well, the American treasure, the modern era's Mark Twain, no longer. Can America survive without Bill Cosby? I think so.
It'll be a much unfunnier place, but yes.
Who's the next Bill Cosby? Is it Kevin Hart?
Oh, God, I hope not. Who is the next Bill Cosby? It's about 10 years ago, it looked like it was going to be Ozzy Osbourne.
Now, that's an America I don't want to live in.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for WCGO listeners. Go to wcgo.mydailyomega.com.
WCGO.MyDailyOmega.com.
Single guys, this is Jenny from EventsAndAdventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text Adventures to 75309 right now. Adventures to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. Adventures to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike. Of course, go to jonesandmike.com. We need you there. We are at the Chicagoland Multimedia Studios, the leaders in audio, video, web, email, and mobile marketing. Get your free consultation. You can text CONTENT, C-O-N-T-E-N-T, to 75309, or just visit ChicagolandMultimedia.com. So this time of year, everyone's concerned about their bellies. Even I'm trying to cut back on my beer a little
really?
Bit, Jones. I know.
Whoa.
I know. I'm tired of this pillow around my stomach, right? So I went running the other day with Grace, the 9-year-old. How old is she? Nine.
She's nine.
Yeah, she can hold her own out there. But I'm not one of those people who's like, you know, on New Year's Day, I am going to watch football, and then I'm going to start my diet. I'm not one of those people at all. But I am cognizant of like, okay, dude, don't go crazy and put on 30 pounds. Are you changing your regimen at all this time of year?
Have I changed my regimen? Well, somewhat, because I'm trying to be aware. I'm doing the same thing as you. I don't want to sit there and then all of a sudden pack on the pounds and go, oh, I'll take care of it later, because it's getting harder to take care of it when you leave it for later.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know me, I've always been into like physical fitness and any kind of shows, news articles. I'm always kind of trying to stay up on it. It's just always been a curiosity with me. And I never thought that I would kind of come around to this way of thinking. But in the last few days, I've been, you know, you hear all this about testosterone replacement, especially if you follow sports, any kind of competitive boxing,
MMA, UFC.
Huge. And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, are you putting a synthetic into your body? Are you putting something that's not there? No, you're a man. You have testosterone. Like, why wouldn't I want to have the same testosterone level that I had at 25 or 28 as opposed to now? You know, and I've been,
and it starts precipitously dropping at like age 35, especially after 40.
Yeah. Then it starts to tail off. And I don't know. I've heard that it doesn't tail off that much, but, you know, enough to notice, I suppose. And, you know, I'm going through that same thing where it's like, oh, I don't know, man. I stay away from working out for a little while. I get softer that much quicker. And then, like, here's the thing. I started to think about it because you can go back and forth on all these articles of what's right, what's wrong, lasting health implications or what have you. But then I'm looking at some of these older dudes, like say a Sylvester Stallone, mm-hmm. and the guy is coming up on 70.
Yeah.
And he's clearly been on stuff for years.
Yeah.
And the guy looks great. He looks a little bit too manicured up in the face, but physically the dude looks excellent. Right. And then I was watching
this. He looks fake though.
Well, he looks fake from the neck up.
No. Well, I mean, his body has always looked fake. I was watching Rambo 2 yesterday, and he looked fake then when he was, you know, in his late 30s.
Yeah, but I would accept looking fake if you look powerful.
Right.
I would accept that. I don't want to do anything above the neck up. I don't want to do any cosmetic surgery. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, and here's the thing. I think cosmetic surgery to stay looking younger is lame and you look weird and it's funky. But at the same point, if all of a sudden you're upping your testosterone level to the point of being a 25 or 28 year old, and then all of a sudden you look like this ripped dude, and maybe it looks a little bit odd, but hey, you know, you go out there, you're trying to do physical activity. It also has a purpose. It's also helping you kind of get through your day, you know? Why not be stronger? Why not be more, have more vitality?
Keep your hair.
Well, and I'm not worried about that. But
that's one of the first signs for dudes is, you know, they start to lose their hair and your energy level and all that stuff.
Yeah, you get the paunch really starts to kick in, you know? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, man, what I don't want to do is like, it would kill me if at like 80 years old, I'm like, God, why didn't I do that stuff? Why didn't I do that stuff? Because I see other guys my age who did it and they're fine.
Wait, you know people that are like on TRT?
Not on a personal level, no. But what I'm saying is we're at an age group now where we are going to start hearing about, yeah, so-and-so. I didn't think Andy was, you know, you wouldn't think he'd do TRT, but he's been doing it for the last 3 years. And we've been saying the guy looks great. Yeah. That's what he was doing.
But there are like natural ways of boosting your testosterone without hormonal replacement.
Well, but see, that's the thing.
Lift more weights.
I know, but I would like to see people. I'm not seeing those people. I'm not seeing people putting out their programs or making it known. What I'm seeing is like the former athletes who are still looking fit and confessing that they're still on TRT or these Sylvester Stallone types or what have you. So I'm kind of thinking like, I don't know, is that real? Like boosting your own testosterone naturally? And even if you can, like what is the percent? Is it like you can boost your testosterone naturally like by 5%, or you could be on TRT and then all of a sudden you're like this 25, 28 year old man.
And what are the downsides?
Well, the only downside that I looked at where I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to do it is I saw this one dude talking about it online on the YouTuber. And he was saying that, you know, when you're on TRT and you can't really cycle on and off of it. Cause when you're on TRT, it's testosterone replacement. It's not enhancement. So your body stops producing it. And now you're taking it in exteriorly.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, it's really hard to have children when you're on TRT, and you can, but then you could start cycling HCG. And then I was like, okay, now we're going to this level of being a personal chemist. I don't like that. Or you can get off the testosterone replacement and then it takes like a couple months or a year and then you kind of build it back up. And I was like,
there's something going on, man. I wouldn't do it. Stay away.
I know it just sounds, but I'm also thinking like I almost need that in terms of physical fitness. Like if I have something driving me, I can stay on it. I can, but when I don't have something driving me, it's just too easy to just go, oh, can of Coke and a Snickers bar.
So, yeah. So if you looked in the mirror and you saw this chiseled body, past 40, you'd be like, all right, my life is on the rails again.
Yes. I'm back on track. Let's do this. That's absolutely what I'd be thinking.
I don't know, man. I think that our bodies were made a certain way for a reason. Things happen for a reason. You're messing with nature, dude. But we should get a doctor on to talk about this.
Right, we should. And until then, you can decide to stay in Suckville. I'm going to look for a way out.
Well, no. I just think you should find natural ways to do it. Because you start to mess around. I mean, okay, it seems like Sylvester Stallone doesn't have another eye or something, or a face hasn't grown out of the back of his head. Then again, who the hell knows? Maybe every day he's in pain over this decision to alter his body chemistry over decades. Sell your soul to the devil, Jones.
At least not till next week.
You're the guy who goes toward the riot, man. Like, you do things the hard way. Don't take any shortcuts.
You're right.
Don't accept any, you know, any substitutes, man. Don't take any wooden nickels.
I won't until next Saturday.
All right, brother. It's Jones and Mike. We need you at the website, jonesandmike.com. Please, or leave your comments for us and be on the show with us, 312-957-7210. Take care.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text ADVENTURES to 75309 right now. ADVENTURES to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. ADVENTURES to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.